Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first episode of EYES, the Environmental Yapping Session. I'm your host, Gavin, and on this podcast, I'll be bringing in guests to speak on certain environmental issues, one guest from each side of the issue debate. On today's episode, we will be covering carbon emissions, specifically whether the state or federal government should oversee the regulations of these emissions. I brought in Troy, who believes that state governments should regulate carbon emissions, and Quinn, who believes that federal government should regulate carbon emissions. I will leave it to Troy first. Troy, explain a little bit about your side of the argument and why you believe that state governments should be responsible for the regulation of carbon emissions.
Thanks for having me on today, Gavin. Now, the federal government is capable of regulating carbon emissions, don't get me wrong, but only to a certain extent. The state governments are much better suited to regulate carbon emissions and effectively reduce our nation's carbon output as a whole. This can be seen in multiple examples of legislature that are already in place today. For example, the Clean Air Act uses the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, to enforce a minimum national standard for air quality and assigns a good amount of responsibility in maintaining this air quality with the states to assure compliance with the established standards. Under the Clean Air Act, the states are required to maintain a very good air quality that is defined in the National Ambient Air Quality Standards, or NAAQS. The EPA, which is a federal organization, may be the main regulating authority for the Clean Air Act, but it is the states that implement it. The EPA gave this power to local authorities within each state. States have the authority to create emission requirements for different facilities in order to get these facilities to abide by the NAAQS. This statute also allows states to impose these restrictions on federal buildings that are within a state's jurisdiction. Carbon pricing is another method used by states to reduce carbon emissions. This can be seen with the 11 states in the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, or RGGI. These states have implemented cap and trade programs in order to establish these carbon pricings. Carbon taxes are also being considered in many states to help reduce carbon emissions for many facilities. The federal government has not been able to make any true progress in passing bills to implement carbon taxes on a more widespread level. Many states, on the other hand, are making great strides towards passing bills that can implement these carbon taxes. Now, a question I have is there truly a way to allow the federal government to regulate carbon emissions without giving it too much power? Power that was never given to it in our Constitution.
Thank you, Troy, for giving your take on the issue. You made a very convincing argument. Now on to Quinn. Quinn, can you please deliver your take on why you believe the federal government should be the ones in charge of regulating carbon emissions?
Well, I found that the federal government should use its authority to set certain regulations that states have to follow, since this issue affects the whole country and not just individual states. As of right now, the EPA works in tangent with private sectors as well as individual states to create a plan to reduce greenhouse gas emissions such as carbon. The federal government puts the Department of Energy, Department of Transportation, and the Department of Defense in charge of setting certain environmental goals that are related to their work in order to minimize the consequences of excessive carbon emissions. This power is not limited to the federal government. Federal courts interpret existing laws and provide a venue for states, industry, and citizens to seek or challenge climate measures. This essentially means that the federal government allows for opportunities for state governments to create greater regulation within their state. The overall goal of the federal government is to lower or reduce carbon emissions while also keeping the price of clean energy at an attainable level. It could be easy to reduce carbon emissions if the cost of energy did not increase while trying to minimize the harm to the environment. Although there is already a plan in place, there needs to be more. More regulations, more effort, and overall, more drastic steps. The Clean Air Act is a good start, but there needs to be additional strategies to decrease carbon emissions, such as the Build Back Better Act, which focuses on four main steps. 1, help consumers get more with less money by increasing energy efficiency. 2, continue to reduce the costs of clean energy. 3, use the federal government's capacity to make investments in a cleaner economy. And 4, recognize the high costs of inaction for consumers. If the federal government takes these steps, listens to state-level concerns, and improves the Clean Air Act, there could be immense change in the effect of carbon emissions on the environment. Some may say that this gives too much power to the federal government. However, I believe that this plan allows for some variation within the country, while still setting goals that each state has to meet in order to keep the overall carbon emissions down. If this issue affects the whole country, why should the federal government not have a say in regulations to improve the status of carbon emissions?
The way I see it is, it's not that the federal government shouldn't have a say. It's that the majority of the decisions should be in the hands of the states. The states will understand the people in their jurisdiction more than the federal government ever could. More specific regulations imposed by each state will be more effective than an overarching statute created by the federal government and imposed on the whole country. Quinn, you do bring up a fair point about the Clean Air Act, but just because it is a federally run program does not mean that the states are completely left out of it. As I previously mentioned, although the Clean Air Act is primarily maintained by the federal government, a good amount of it is the responsibility of the states.
While the states have less control over the regulation under the Clean Air Act, there needs to be an understanding that there needs to be drastic action if we want to save the environment from irreversible damage. This can only be done by the federal government's authority. They have the right to make decisions that affect interstate commerce, which was redefined during the U.S. versus Lopez case. Now, with everything that's been said, the federal government should have control over the regulations of carbon emissions because the issue is a whole country and even an international problem.
I feel like we have both made some fair points, and at the end of the day, we both came onto this podcast not to convince the other side to switch positions, but rather to inform Gavin and the listeners of this podcast on this pressing issue that is sweeping our nation. And at the end of the day, it is perfectly reasonable to agree to disagree. In summation, in my opinion, I still think the states are better suited for regulating carbon emissions because they can more effectively address the carbon outputs that are present within their own jurisdictions.
I'm glad we got to hear both sides of the issue, and I'd like to personally thank the two of you for being able to make it on the first episode of Ives. After hearing both sides, which were both very convincing, I'd personally side with Quinn's argument that the federal government should be in control of carbon emissions. I agree with their notion that carbon emissions as a whole are something that affects the whole nation and not just the states. That being said, it would be logical to have the federal government control something that the whole nation is affected by. Additionally, the federal government already has systems and departments in place to help regulate and combat carbon emissions, so it wouldn't make any sense to remove that already existing control just to give it to the states. Well, that just about wraps it up for the first episode of Eyes, the environmental yapping session. Again, thank you to Troy and Quinn for joining me on this episode and talking about regulations on carbon emissions. I'm Gavin, and this was Eyes. I hope you enjoyed our first yapping session, and I hope to see you on the next one.